It's Wednesday, the 4th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Namibia is hosting the Global African Hydrogen Summit. The event brings together heads of state, ministers, business leaders, and investors from the continent and beyond. Former First Lady, Madam Monica Gengos, is attending the summit, where she explained the investment landscape to potential investors.
The excitement for me is really that we utilized pension fund money, but we didn't have the opportunity to create new jobs. It wasn't really fresh capital. We weren't really doing any socio-economic transformation. And when you're developing new industries, it's fresh capital. You really have an opportunity not only to look at issues around climate change, but also to do socio-economic transformation that we need as a country, as the second most unequal country in the world, second only to South Africa, high unemployment. So this is really a need solution, not only addressing a global demand, but a very clear domestic issue.
Head of Governance at UN Namibia, Alka Bhatia, says the Global Progress Report on Sustainable Development Goals does not give the country a good score on peace, justice, and strong institutions.
I don't think at this current pace we will achieve SDG 16 in the remaining 6 years. That is where I think we need to redouble our efforts. We need to redouble our efforts in terms of improving our data collection systems and how we also leverage the digital space, the technology, etc., would also really speed up progress.
The ANC Youth League has called South Africa's unemployment crisis a national disaster, warning of potential youth unrest if not urgently addressed. The League's Colin Malaki says that with over 70% of the country's youth unemployed, the ANCYL is urging for increased investment in capital infrastructure, stronger public policies, and a focus on industrialization to create job opportunities.
One of the things that will be presented is a forensic report into the operations of the post office and some elements of wrongdoing that were found in there. And that report, we will be referring it to the Special Investigations Unit to probe it further for some of the criminal elements that took place in there.
Human rights activists in the Democratic Republic of Congo are calling for an independent investigation into the rape of several female prisoners after hundreds of their male counterparts tried to escape from a high-security prison on Monday.
Several human rights organizations in the Democratic Republic of Congo have condemned prison warders at the Makala Central Prison for failing to control prisoners as they attempted to break out of the facility on Monday. Dozens of prisoners broke into the female section and raped women. The rights groups are demanding an independent investigation into the abuse. The government says it has launched an investigation and will take stern action against those found guilty. At least 129 prisoners were killed as they tried to escape. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And Chinese President Xi Jinping has welcomed more than 50 African leaders to Beijing this week for a summit to strengthen ties at a time of increasing political and economic turmoil. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China welcomed African leaders with a lot of pomp and ceremony, including South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa and Kenya's William Ruto, who also held one-to-one meetings with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Now, China has risen to become Africa's largest trading partner, but that has led to a trade imbalance that in most cases favors China. In his meeting with Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he wants to narrow the trade deficit and address the structure of trade. Facing its own economic slowdown, China is seeking to shift to smaller investments in Africa and collaborating on green technology.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.